From the WGXE newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, October the 30th to Sunday, November the 1st. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman reported that the Wayside Country Inn, a nearly 200-year-old landmark building on State Route 81 in Oak Hill, was lost when it burned on Friday, October the 30th. East Durham Volunteer Chief Connie Whitback said a burst propane line may have caused the fire. The Inn's Facebook page says the structure, and I quote, was built in about 1821 and has been a tavern, hotel, and carriage house, end quote. It was once called Carter's Hotel in the early 1900s and the 90 Pine Tavern from the 1940s until 1990. On Friday, October the 30th, the Catskill Teachers Association reported on its Facebook page that Catskill School District Superintendent Kathleen Farrell was placed on administrative leave on Friday. The news was greeted by 5 likes, but no comments were posted. On Saturday, October the 31st, Farrell declined to comment when contacted by the Daily Mail. Board of Education President Andrew Jones likewise declined comment. Holmes quotes Jones as saying, and I quote, "The only person that can talk on this is me because I'm the board president. Nobody else should be called from the school board," end quote. In a follow-up story late Sunday, Kate Seckinger reported that the board is expected to appoint former Catskill High School principal Anne Marie Bachman to replace Farrell in the district's top spot on Monday, November the 2nd. This according to CTA President Robert Stinson. He said Bachman's appointment has the support of the teachers' union. Stinson said, and I quote, "If nothing else, she, Bachman, can give us some confident leadership while we do a thorough search for a replacement," end quote. Stinson also said the board reached out to the union about its decision to remove Farrell last week, although he claimed to be unaware of when the board vote was taken. He said the CTA absolutely supports the decision. A detailed statement is expected to be released on Monday. John Mason reported in the Register Star that the Hudson Common Council Diversity Subcommittee is looking into the possibility of having halal foods served in the Hudson City School District. Halal refers to foods that are permitted under Islamic law. Foods that are not halal include pork and its byproducts, animals not slaughtered according to the Islamic method, carnivorous animals, and more. Alderwoman Alexis Keith said in a recent meeting of the committee that some students go the whole day without food because of the lack of halal offerings. The school district's food service director, Catherine Drum, said the district is trying to meet the needs of its diverse population and is making plans to expand its menu. The diversity subcommittee intends to meet with Superintendent Maria Studmeyer to determine how many Muslim students are enrolled in the district before it can then estimate the cost of adding halal items to the food service offerings. Charlie Holmes reported in the Daily Mail that U.S. Representative Chris Gibson kicked off the annual Greene County Republican dinner on Friday, October the 30th, offering a report on his recent activities in Washington. The Kinderhook Republican talked additional resources for the military, ways to grow the economy, the country's infrastructure, and shared his objections to the Common Core standards. Gibson is serving his third and final 2-year term in the U.S. House of Representatives. He announced in January he will leave Congress at the end of 2016 and possibly run for statewide office in 2 years. Jim Plank reported in the Windham Journal that the members of the CSEA Local 7000 said no last week to a proposed settlement contract offered by Greene County, which was approved unanimously by the union's own negotiating team. County workers voted overwhelmingly against the agreement. A total of 237 members were eligible to vote. The union has been working without a contract for 3 years, and a proposal would not have offset the lack of raises during that period, said county employee Christopher Van Curran. Van Curran also said the proposal included a costly health benefit change that would have created an additional financial burden for employees. Van Curran said, and I quote, "This vote sends a strong message to the county administrator and the Greene County legislative body," end quote. Van Curran said that while the rank and file have not received a raise since 2009, the county administrator's salary has increased an average of 6.5% each year, from compensation of more than $99,000 in 2007 to $132,000 in 2012. He said the sheriff and the county clerk each received $10,000 wage increase last year, and the county treasurer received a salary hike of $20,000. And he said county legislators are planning to give themselves a $3,000 annual raise beginning in January. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said on Thursday, October the 29th, he is unclear why the proposal was voted down since the union's negotiating committee supported it. Groden said, and I quote, "I'm disappointed. I don't know how the negotiating team can unanimously approve it and then have the membership turn it down by such a wide margin," end quote. Finally, Scott Wallman reported at Politico New York that the state is revising its sea level projections. By the year 2100, the State Department of Environmental Conservation predicts an increase in sea level of at least 15 inches in the New York City and lower Hudson Valley area. The model shows the sea could rise by as much as 6 feet. Such a rise could have a devastating effect on certain parts of the city, as well as parts of Long Island and communities along the Hudson River. The projections are based on peer-reviewed research by scientists at Columbia University, Cornell University, and Hunter College. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with the temperature high near 60 degrees. For Monday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 40 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 65 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 46. And on Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 69 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 47. Sunrise today was at 6:30 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:47 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the second day of November 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.